Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, the Public Events Department of WISN presents the man who is responsible for the confession of Milton Babish, the District Attorney of Milwaukee County, Mr. William J. McCauley. Mr. McCauley, when did you first have a suspicion that Milton Babish was the slayer of Patricia Birmingham?
I've always had the suspicion. It's my job to be suspicious. And last night, when Babish refused to talk with the police, my suspicions were confirmed.
Mr. McCauley, what was the story that Milton Babish told you, the confession story?
Well, I'd like to say this, that just before I brought Milton Babish to my office, I had been in court on a writ of habeas corpus. I knew that he would have to be released from police custody. I also knew that good police work required a little more questioning of that man because of our suspicions. Judge Steinle finally granted us until 2 o'clock this afternoon to present our side of the matter. In the recess time, I asked the chief to have Milton Babish brought to my office so that I could talk to him, because I felt that perhaps being in custody and the police atmosphere, he wouldn't want to talk so freely to policemen as he might talk to the district attorney. So I had him brought into my office and told him that it was my responsibility to protect him as well as take care of the interests of the state of Wisconsin. That was my duty.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed impressed by that, and he thought for a while, and he asked me, said, are you serious about that? And I said, I'm very serious.
You're talking now to Babish.
I'm talking to Babish.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And he said, well, then, I can speak freely here. And I said, yes. I said, because I know, Milton, speaking of Babish,
mm-hmm.
Milton, that you have something on your mind that you want to get off. He said, that's right, sir. He said, I'd like to tell you. So he started to relate the story.
What was that story, District Attorney William McCauley?
It was this. That he had a date, which he had denied before, with Patricia, who is the sister of his bride, Kathleen. He had a date with Patricia in order to tell Patricia, or rather to get Patricia, to not tell about why he and Kathleen were going to be married.
Mm-hmm.
They were about to elope that night. But Patricia knew about a certain condition of Kathleen, and she was threatening to talk. So 10 days before this, he purchased a gun. I won't divulge the place he purchased it, but that will come out in the testimony. He purchased the gun with the thought in mind of scaring Patricia.
Not for murder, but merely to scare Patricia.
To scare her.
Mm-hmm.
So he says. I still question that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that night, he picked her up at the appointed spot. He had made the date with her. And then he got her down to this secluded spot and in West Dallas and had a talk with her, and he pulled the gun out of the glove box. The gun was loaded.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him why was the gun loaded. Well, he said, I had been out target practicing. I'd never handled a gun before. Then I said, well, now, was it because you wanted to make sure that your aim was going to be good? Well, he didn't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
But all of which pointed to me that he had the loaded gun. And he was going to merely scare Patricia. He didn't have to have the gun loaded. Then he says that Patricia grabbed the barrel of the gun, but he himself grabbed the trigger, and he pulled the trigger. And then I said, well, now, was she fatally wounded then? He said, I don't know. But then I pulled the trigger again. All of which time, he says that Patricia had a hold of the barrel. Of course, that doesn't measure up. The young man, unfortunately, again, we get back to one of the great American tragedies. He was trying to cover up an original sin, and...
By committing another sin.
And he committed a worse sin.
Mm-hmm. What happened then, District Attorney McCauley, after Babichet had now fired two shots? His story to you, what happened then?
Well, then he was questioned as to why he didn't, as he claims he thought it was an accident, why he didn't take that girl to a hospital. Well, he said he was frightened. And so he then decided that I've got to dispose of the body. So then he said, I'd read about in several magazines how to get rid of bodies. Comic magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, the best way is to weigh them down and throw them into a body of water. So he decided to do that. So he drove to a new building place in West Dallas, which we have knowledge of, which he has pointed out to us.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a cement block, and he said in the back of their car they always carried various materials to wipe off the windshield and wire and so forth. And so he had all this wire. And
the wire and the rag in the car.
In the car. Mm-hmm.
Turtle of the car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And... So he was driving along, and I asked him, have you ever been to that place before? And he said, no, but he was driving around South Water Street, and he saw this body of water and saw that was a dead-end street and thought that's a good place to dump the girl. So he wired her up, and he dumped her in there. The point is, the young man, in my opinion, which he has finally confessed to, killed this little girl because he didn't want her family to know that he had violated the other confidence that they'd given, and he didn't want them to know that he had this here, her sister, in another problem.
One further question, District Attorney McCauley. Did Kathleen Birmingham, his present wife, know anything about the murder of her sister?
He says no.
Kathleen has not been questioned at this time.
He says no.
He says no.
Kathleen has not been, because this has all happened.
Well, we appreciate, District Attorney McCauley, that after 48 hours of not having any sleep, you might want to wait 15 or 20 minutes before you did talk with Kathleen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. William McCauley, for this graphic story of the latest American tragedy now solved here in the city of Milwaukee within a very short time. Thank you, District Attorney.